Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
That time of the week again where we go through and find the moments that mattered from the round that has just gone. And it was a tough week for it. There wasn't a heap of moments that were overly defined. There was a lot of blowouts in these games. But I'll tell you what, this was the biggest one of the weekend for me, and it came in the Dragons game against the Newcastle Knights. I'm sure you can guess who it was. He had an absolute blockbuster of a game for his mighty Dragons.
Oh, charge down!
Guess who?
It's rolling towards the sideline!
A massive game from Tariq Sims on the weekend for the St. George Illawarra Dragons against the Newcastle Knights. As I said earlier in the week, I'm sure Tariq Sims, he would have been well aware that he was coming up against Tyson Brazil, the people that many people, including myself, said that he would be the thing that would make the Dragons forward pack fall apart. He was the leader in this team, and with him gone, I had great concerns for them, and I think Tariq Sims, he's definitely heard a lot of people saying this over the last year or so, and he really stepped up the other day. I thought he had a fantastic game. He scored their second try, where he ran a perfect line. If you're a back rower in our game or if you're a half, you need to watch this try. Adam Clune gets it. He kind of does a half sort of juggle. He manages to hold onto it and he hits Tariq Sims, and just the soft hands that he uses, and Tariq Sims is absolutely flying back against the grain. If you're a back rower, you need to watch where he came from, the line he ran, the intensity that he goes through the line with. It was sensational, but it was this moment that really stood out for me, and there's a couple of aspects to this that a lot of people probably wouldn't have noticed. The first one is the tackle before this, Tariq Sims makes it on David Clemmer. Their knees clash together. David Clemmer, he gets injured off the back of it, and Tariq Sims, he seems okay, but just shows how tough this guy is. Like, everyone knows that feeling when you knee someone else's knee. It absolutely kills, and I'm sure Tariq Sims, he would have been in some pain there. He wasn't going to show it, though. David Clemmer was obviously worse off, but what it meant, the play had to stop for a couple of seconds, yeah? The game pulled up. Tariq Sims was that first marker. Mitchell Pearce, he had more than ample time just set himself up for this kick, which means that he's got to get his blockers ready. Now, the play of the ball was on the left-hand side of Mitchell Pearce. Fantastic for a right foot kicker. So he was ready just to peel one into the right corner there. But it means that you need to have a blocker there. And by a blocker, I mean you need to have someone between the kicker and the first marker. They're just standing there. They're not doing anything. But it means that at least the first marker, which was Tariq Sims, who was always going to put pressure on him because he had a fresh start. He was able to take some deep breaths, get himself ready, and make a real charge at Mitchell Pearce on that play. It meant that you needed someone there. I can't believe the Knights didn't. I think it'll be something that in their tape room they'll be looking at this week going, what the hell happened there? It's just the basics of rugby league. I do this with my under-16 side, that you need someone there. You need someone to grab you that extra second. Now, Mitchell Pearce wasn't standing on the right side or anything. He got to the right side of the play the ball for a right footer. Perfect. Gives you that extra second. But you still need to have a blocker there, especially off a break like that. These plays that happen on fourth tackle where they stop everything and then the defensive side, they get a moment to get themselves ready. You need to be prepared for these things. And Mitchell Pearce, that was poor management by him. He needed to drag a forward. He needed to tell someone to get in between him and the marker. Now, Tariq Sims, he looked up and noticed that the Newcastle Knights had messed up there. They were not prepared to kick this ball. They were not ready. They took it too easy and he made them pay for it. I think it's sensational. I think the Newcastle Knights, they were up 13-12 at this point. They had already had a couple of injuries. David Clemmer had just got injured, and this one, it really stung them, and it's nothing more than poor management. It's a huge effort play by Tariq Sims. Don't get me wrong, massive, especially after scoring the try before. He would have been exhausted as it was. To come up with this play was brilliant. Getting out from first marker, it's about a 5 or 8 metre dash, and he went 100% at it, charged the ball down, looked up. The ball was bouncing. It looked like it was going to find the touchline. You know, I think a lot of guys also would have probably let it go because it was just, it looked like it was never not going to go out. It sat up at the very end there, and Tariq Sims, he was there to grab the ball, ran it under the sticks. A sensational moment for him. As I said earlier in the week, the Sims brothers, guys that have always copped a lot of stick, they've always worn their heart on their sleeve, and you cannot take away from these boys how much they love rugby league. They genuinely just live and breathe the game. Throw in their sister as well, of course, exact same sort of character. This family, they are sensational for rugby league. They will cop stick here and there. Sometimes they do things that are a little bit questionable, or they carry on a little bit here and there, but this moment for Tariq Sims was fantastic. He deserved every moment of it, but it does come back to the mismanagement of Newcastle in this crucial moment. There is no doubt whatsoever that Adam O'Brien will be pointing this out to his forward, saying, hey, there was five others of you on the field. Why wasn't someone there? Yeah, it's a matter of seconds. It's a matter of inches in rugby league. And this is a play that caught up to them simply because they weren't ready. They weren't organized for this play. There is no excuse when you have an injured player's down and you have an extra minute or so to get your side ready. Very, very disappointing. Mitchell Pearce will be filthy on himself for this moment. No doubt about it whatsoever. Their afternoon went from bad to worse as this game went on with a couple of injuries and whatnot that occurred. But a massive moment for Tariq Sims. An excellent reward for just continued effort on effort. A champion player, a state of origin player in our game, of course, Tariq Sims. Some people forget sometimes. And probably the leader of this pack down at the Dragons at the moment. He's playing some sensational football.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.